You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I know graduation's happening. We're on the just about everybody's going to be out of school by now. Wow, we better hurry up and get out of school here in New York. They'll be down south. They'll be starting again. I'm sorry. But this teacher, Richard, posted this really cool, very short little observation that he had in class. He said, "This morning during first period, my kids could tell that I was a little off. When they asked why I wasn't acting normal, I explained to them that my wife's father had passed away this weekend and that I was worried about her. They all said they were sorry, and then we got started on at work. So while standing at my door, giving hugs and high fives at dismissal into second period, one little girl put something in my hand. She told me, 'This is for your wife. I know it was real expensive when my daddy died, and I don't really want my ice cream today anyways.'" Wow. Kids. Something else, right? Richard said, "I wish the world would pay more attention to children." Oh, I think Jesus would like that. We could learn a lot from them. Absolutely.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Wonder about things going on around the world. You know, in Britain, the Brits, they're having a heat wave. Shock, shock. Summer, but the scorching, they always use that word, scorching temperatures. I'm not sure that's accurate. Is it really scorching? I mean, you know, it's hot. But they're warning people not to leave their window fans open all night, or leave them on all night. Some sleep advisor outfit said, "While fans blow dry air around the room," hello, "which could lead to all manner of problems." I'm like, okay, like dry skin and sinus issues. Well, we already got that, so I don't know. So they, you know, there's another less obvious complication is that you may wake up with sore muscles. Whew, wow. As concentrated cool air can make your body tense up and cramp. I don't think the air is that cool when I got covers on. So I did it last night. I just wanted you to know. I left the fan on all night, blowing. I had the best night's sleep I have had in a year. I'm telling you.
You're funny, all right. Yes. You're green. You ought to get a job on one of those excursion boats.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Well, we probably all know about the kind of strange submarine that's lost. I was thinking it's a big anniversary today. On June 21st, 2004, Michael Melville pilots the first private-developed spacecraft. It was called Spaceship One into space. I remember it was only a few years ago. We thought, oh, that's crazy. Private? Are you kidding me? Is there really any difference? I don't know. I wouldn't. Would you like to get in my spacecraft I made? No. Would you like to get in my submarine? We're going to visit the Titanic. It's about 4 or 5 miles down below. And my submarine's as big as the van. We're going to put 5 guys in there. I mean, that's too much like a weekend college trip to me. I mean, it is. And it's nothing to mess around with. And now it's very serious because they don't know where it is. And one of the big differences in space travel, so you got radio contact. So we all know that. Underwater, I mean, maybe to a certain extent you do. But after that, You're on your own. You're in a world where really we don't know. You know, what's down there? Well, we know it's mostly water, but anything else, we don't know. There's currents. There's no light. There's no radio communication, you know. And it's this private submarine for the last couple of years. It's been taking people down to the depth of the Titanic, way down, and they take a look at it. They watch it decay a little bit more. That's the kind of thing. This Canadian aircraft said they detected underwater noises in the search area. I don't know. Some other people said, no, we haven't. The ship that it came from said, no, we haven't detected anything. We don't know. Everybody's on board. Everybody's praying, right? Because we love rescues. We want to see people rescued. There's no two ways about that. And you do, I mean, you know, Some people are probably going, I told you, don't get in that thing. It's had problems before. Don't get in it. You know, news people got in it one time right away. So something, it was a glitch, something. Nope. Too much. There's like no room for error. I'm not, it's a nervous laugh. I, for their families, you know, that's got to be a tough time. Anybody's, people that are. So our prayer today is not only that God would be with the rescuers and the people, the men that are trapped there and in other places around the world, that God would be with people who are feeling trapped, you know, just the presence of feeling the oppression of sin on you. And that can be relieved by the work of Jesus Christ. That's that easy. He says, here, take my yoke, right?
Amen. So
that's what we're praying for.
Amen.
The Sound of Life.
And welcome to the first day of summer. Yes, you're taking out trips and things like that. So I've got the man who runs the Post Eyes on Manhattan, John. And he's telling you about all these really cool things that are right down the road in Manhattan that you might like to check out. What's up?
Do you know that there's about 35 miles of books underneath the lawn at Bryant Park?
Oh.
It's part of the New York Public Library collection of books. And if you need to get one, they actually have to retrieve it for you. Bryant Park has lots of secrets. Come take a tour, and I'll be happy to tell you all about it.
That sounds cool.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Today, by the way, the 21st of June, it's Constitution Day because it was ratified on this day in 1788. Oldest and shortest written constitution of any significant nation in the world. I often think about Connecticut being in this part of the country, and you may live in Connecticut and think, oh yeah, that's right, my license plate says the Constitution State. Why does it say that? I'll tell you why it says that. Because in 1639, the Connecticut colony wrote and adopted what was known as the Fundamental Orders. That's a document that reflects our independent spirit and is considered by many to be the first written constitution of a democratic government. It was also, I think, copied, right, by Thomas Jefferson. It was okay. They didn't have any rules back then in schools like they do now. But anyway, and he wasn't in school. But that's why Connecticut is nicknamed the Constitution State.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
If you were with us last week, or if you've seen it, of course, you know the story of Moses. But Sight and Sound Theater really illustrates the fact. A couple of really big things stand out about Moses and how God dealt with him. First of all, his plan, God's plan, was not thwarted by anything that anybody did, including a long passage of time and including Moses being a mess up. I mean, you can feel really good about yourself when you look at Moses, because you're like, man, I ain't never messed up like that guy did, boy, I'll tell you that. And the fact that God had a plan for his life when he was being knit together in his mother, just like God had for you. As hard as it may seem to be, he was just a regular person with a lot of flaws, as it turns out, and a lot of second thoughts. Imagine when he saw that burning bush and heard from God. Boy, God was speaking to him in a lot, about 8 different levels right there. And he must have just been stunned. God is still working with you. And of course, there was a lot more to that story after, you know, the whole getting out of Egypt thing. Wow. Lisa Turkhurst, as you may know her, you may have been as a woman, been to some of her conferences, or just may know about her, has been through the ups and downs, a very public social family mess. And she knows that, you know, sometimes God, it takes a while. It's a slow working miracle, as Lisa likes to say. God is always, always doing something good, powerful, breathtaking for you. And in the waiting, you can remember the sweetest fruit. Oh, this is rich right here, Lisa. It's good stuff. The sweetest fruit is oftentimes that which is the most ripe. I would agree.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.